What's good, y'all? This is the Sports Fanatic back at it again with yet another edition of the Sports Fanatic. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Hopefully, y'all have had a safe, blessed, productive Tuesday. Hopefully, I'm making y'all's day better by bringing you this content. That's my goal. So without further ado, let's hop right into this thing. Jaylen Brown, 5 years, $304 million. He got paid. He got his money. You know, there's a lot of speculation that he might, you know, be somewhere else. Houston, Dallas, Portland, different places I've heard his name linked to. But he's staying in Boston. He is a Celtic for the foreseeable future. First, I want to get this out the way. He got overpaid. Congrats to him. He got his money. He got his bag. Largest bag in NBA history. Matter of fact, 5 years, $304 million, $60 million per year. But he's overpaid. Look, bottom line is he got paid more than Nikola Jokic and Giannis Antetokounmpo, who, in my opinion, are the two best players in the league right now. Jokic got 5 years, 270. And Giannis got, see here, he got 5 years, 228. So, yeah. He got paid more than both of them. So, you know, he's, I would say, a top 20 player in the league, maybe. But he got his money. And it's crazy because this is kind of how sports is now. You know, it's kind of the next man up. Like, okay, this guy got, even in the NFL, it's next man up. This guy got his money. This guy coming up is going to get more. This player got his money. This player coming up is probably going to get more or around the same ballpark. Even if they're not the same caliber player, they're going to get the money because it's just the market keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. You know, and that number just keeps going up and up and up and up and up. So with that being said, that's how things are now. And he was the next man up, obviously. And he got his bread now. I will say that now, I mean, there's as much pressure on Boston as there ever has been. Jason Tatum coming off a great season. He was the first 30-point-per-game scorer in Celtics history for a single season this past year. Big ups to him for that. They almost came back 3-0 from down 3-0 in the Eastern Conference Finals against the Miami Heat. That would have been obviously monumental. So this is a really, really, really big year coming up for the Boston Celtics. And you got to think that it starts for Jaylen Brown, you know, because he just got paid. People were talking about how he might be the best player on the Celtics ahead of Jason Tatum, who did get paid. He got 5 years, $163 million a couple months ago. So, you know, Tatum got paid. Brown got paid. They're two big guns to pay now. So now it's time to deliver. That's just what it is. Like, it's time for them to deliver. And, you know, I want to say that I could see titles in their future. I'm so sorry. I'm thinking about a totally different contract. Jason Tatum signed his a couple years back. Back in 2020. That's my fault. I was thinking about a totally different person. But yeah. So, you know, now they're paid, and it's time to produce. And so, I do believe that they will get at least one championship. But you got to think, like, they were on a monstrous, monstrous trajectory, you know, back even when they were first, second-year players, because they took LeBron James to 7 games, you know, in Tatum's rookie year. I believe it was Jaylen Brown's second year. Took him to 7 games, and that was one of the best LeBron playoff runs of his career. He was otherworldly, that playoff run, so to take him to 7 games as pups, basically, is pretty huge. And, you know, they went to conference finals and got all-stars. And you think, they made finals last year. So you think maybe this might be the year, right? No, they lose in the Eastern Conference Finals, and they were down 3-0 in the process. But, you know, that's just how it played out. But this year coming up, it's got to be the year. It's got to be the year. You get your second big gun paid. And, you know, the East is not looking that good. Sixers might lose James Harden. Nets, they went from KD, Kyrie, and James Harden to, you know, Mikal Bridges, Cam Johnson. You know, Nick Claxton. They have a nice young solid core players, but they're not those guys. The Bucks hired a new head coach. So, I mean, the East is looking, I don't know. Miami's going to be Miami, but, you know, yeah. They're going to be Miami, but it's tough, you know. And I think the Celtics have to get it done within these next 2 years. I mean, to get this thing really kicked off. If they're going to be, you know, some this dynasty and, you know, win these championships, win these titles that we're always talking about them winning and have been for the past 5, 6, 7, 8 years about them winning, it has to start now. You know, it's got to start right now. Tatum's got to really lock in his grip on the number one slot on that team. And Jaylen's got to find a way to be that all-star number two. You know, and they got to find a way to put it together, because usually it's one has a good game, the other's off. They need to find a way to put their powers together and drive the Celtics that way. Not separate. Maybe getting rid of Marcus Smart, you know, one less ball handler, might help. But Smart was a huge part of that team. He was the heart and soul of that team, a defensive player of the year last year. So he was a huge part of that team. He will be missed, but maybe that can get Jaylen Brown some more opportunity, more touches, you know, more room, more time with the rock in his hands. We'll see how that works, but yeah, it's a lot of pressure on Boston coming up this year. You know, I'm not going to make much of my finals predictions yet, but yeah, you know, it's a lot of pressure on them, and I think at some point they're going to get it done, you know, because I believe in that, you know, DNA of their team. I believe that Mazzulla is a good coach. I believe he can and will get better. And Jaylen and Jason are two of the best players in the NBA. And when you have two all-star wing players like the Celtics have already, you know, it's hard to it's hard to not be great, and it's hard to not make some noise. You know, especially in a conference like the East is now, like it's looking now. You know, there's still some. You know, I mean, it's still a solid conference. There's still some solid teams, but you know, Boston. You know, the Knicks. Oh, I forgot to mention. You know, Knicks and the Cavs. They're there still. Really, really solid teams, but if they were to face off against Boston right now, I'll probably take Boston. So Boston needs to get it done right now. You know, bottom line, point blank, period. They need to get it done right now. So, yeah, those are really my overall thoughts. And like I said, once again, congrats to Jaylen Brown. He got his bag. He got his bread. You know, I love seeing, you know, my fellow black man getting paid. I hope he thrives, you know, because I've heard great things about him. You know, from what I've seen myself, he's a really good dude, great player. So I've seen great things. You know, I've heard great things. Hopefully he can put it together on court, you know, maybe get all NBA, another all-star selection, make some noise, so to speak. So, you know, hopefully he can, you know, produce and, you know, make the contract worth it. And, shoot, prove me wrong. You know, I'm saying he's kind of overpaid. Prove me wrong. Please prove me wrong. You know, like I said, I like seeing guys thrive. You know, I like seeing, you know, especially, you know, fellow black men. I love seeing us thrive. You know what I'm saying? So, prove me wrong, you know. But yeah, those are my thoughts on it. Big pressure on Boston. So yeah, you guys let me know what you guys think. Make sure to share this with at least one person. It'd be greatly appreciated. Love you guys. Stay safe. Stay blessed. God got y'all. All right. I'll see y'all when I see y'all. Peace. I'm out. Love y'all.